Magic 95.9 right now. Okay, first of all, right now, I have to do this. Okay.
Juice ain't got him crazy.
Welcome, Sweet LD and Terrible T, Oaktown 357. Thank you, ladies, for being on the phone with me today.
Thank you
for having us. We're enjoying ourselves already. Thank you.
Cool. First of all, I want to know, do you all still got those moves that y'all had?
Yeah, I still got the moves. I think I put mine in the bag in the closet, but I still got them.
You still got them. Alright, for you that don't know, Oaktown 357 was a group out of California that made a lot of hit waves during the 90s. They were once background dancers for Hammer. Now, I read that you all in Hammer had some beef during the years. Is everything good right now? Are you guys on speaking terms? Do you speak to Hammer at all?
We do. We actually do, amazingly.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing, Trouble
C? Yes.
Because it was a little...
It was just gross. You know, just time had to pass so we could grow out of the discomfort of how things ended. But I think we all come out better, you know, more mature, a lot of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of kumbaya. I kind of like it. So it's cool.
Now, you all have been on a hiatus for maybe, what, the last 20 years. What made you decide to come back out and give this music game a try again?
I think it's the fans. Mm-hmm. Knowing that everybody's still looking for us, still wants, you know, us to come out, that was an honor for me. So I'm like, you know what, let's give them what they want.
For me, it was, I thought that if we could get our hands on it again, you know, and we've been blessed to still be here, be healthy, and still like each other. if we could get our hands on it, you know, with a lot more peace and maturity this time, that it would even be a sweeter journey. So that's when I started looking for Terrible Team. I was like, girl, where your skirt at, girl? Let's go, girl.
Now, you know, when it comes to hip-hop artists, the industry tends to put an age limit on far we can go. You know, you have Madonna, you have J-Lo, you have all these pop stars who are well into their 50s and 60s and they're still doing the type of music that they want to do. But when it comes to using mm-hmm. hip-hop artists, they say that we have to stop at a certain age. How do you speak to that?
I can actually speak to it really honestly. I don't think there's an age limit. I think there are a lot of hip-hop artists and rap artists who are still doing music. LL Cool J is one. I think he's in his mid-40s, and I'm actually 50. I just turned 50 myself.
Wow,
in July. Thank
wow.
you.
Yeah.
So, you know, not to speak on anybody else's age, but I just know for me and talking to a lot of people that grew up on our music, I don't think there's an age limit. I think that if you're still viable yourself, just within yourself, if you have enough youth, you know, you have a passion for what you do, you respect yourself and those that support you, I don't see that there's a limit to a hip-hop artist.
And as far as the dance, they just think, well, that's been 20 years, can they still move?
Right.
Yeah. You never stop James Brown from moving, so you know you ain't gonna stop 357.
That is true.
We still get it done.
Women in hip-hop. I mean, you all came around when there was a lot of women doing their thing in the hip hop movement. It seems like within the start of the 20th century and the 21st century, there's only room for maybe one or two. Why do you think that is so hard for women in hip hop to be consistently known as a power force with inside this community?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't see why it is as inconsistent as it is. You have some very, very, very strong female MCs that have been around and some new ones that are out now that sound great. So I think it's just people being really unnecessarily critical.
Because what it boils down to is music is music, and everybody loves music.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Whether it's going to take you to a happy place or a sad place, music is, everybody loves the sound.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why I have you on the phone is because you're going to be honored at the 3rd Annual Female Hip Hop Honor Awards. How does that make you feel knowing that you're going to be walking away with the Pioneer Award for making a way for women in hip hop? hip-hop.
Oh, it's amazing. And especially the award that we're receiving as far as Pioneer, that, you know, we were part of that movement, and it's to me, I mean, I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For me, I feel the same way as Cheryl. It's amazing for me as well. The journey's been really interesting. So when you have someone like Shailese, I went to the second Female Hip Hop Honors with Lil Pete, and I was really impressed, and I was excited for what she was doing and her passion about it. So for her to call us this year and say, hey, I want to honor you guys and, you know, bless you with the Pioneer of Hip Hop, I'm like, wow.
Right.
So you know, on one hand, you're going to have somebody criticizing and saying, oh, they don't deserve it. But on the other hand, it's just like, how can you speak to what I deserve?
Right.
And what she sees. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's an amazing, it's been really sweet to get to this point and to meet her, and then to be doing this with Terrible P, you know, after 20-something years, Fab, I'm not going to say.
Right.
Right. What do you all think about the word bitch and women, especially female MCs, using it now as a term of endearment? You know, everything is bitch this, bitch that, I'm the baddest bitch.
It falls like on that other term with the N-word. It's touchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very touchy. It's a thin line with that one. But me personally, again, speaking for Sweet LP, I cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it affectionately. I can't do it jokingly. It's hard. It really is, because it's a term that's used to disrespect people, whether it's a male or a female. It is used to disrespect somebody. So if I'm going to say something mean about her, I'm like, ooh, she's acting like a bitch. That's not nice.
Right.
It's just that, I mean, so I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with somebody saying, you know, yo, nigga, what's up? I'm not.
How about you, Terrible T? What are your thoughts?
Same thing as far as, you know, again, it's a touchy word to use. I personally wouldn't use it in my songs, because it does reach a lot of people. You have young kids that listen to it, even older generations listen to your music, and to have that in there like it's just an okay word, then you're saying, why aren't they teaching that in school? Because it's just a word. Everybody just says it so loosely. I don't think that's something that we should keep promoting. Keep, you know, just like with the N-word. There's a lot of controversy with that.
Right.
So to me, that word falls in that category where it's very touchy. Again, it was used to hurt somebody, and you don't want to intentionally go out and hurt nobody or want your music to be like, it's okay, let me turn it up, I'm at the light, and all you hear is, that's no.
It's like, what can we expect from you? What are we looking forward to from Oaktown 357 in the next coming months or the next year?
For me, just getting out there, hopefully touring. So hey, anybody want to call us, hit us up. You know, hopefully getting in the studio, doing some new music, definitely, you know, promoting. We did do a track with a Bay Area, you know, MC, you know, Sugar T and Double O, when we did something for Mayor Kwan of Oakland. So we are getting back out there, so you're definitely gonna see us. We coming in.
Okay. And social media. Are you guys on social media at all?
Yes. LD is very good at that.
Okay. Sweet LD, where can we find you at?
We're on Facebook. And that's, we have an Oaktown 357 page on Facebook. We also have Twitter.
Okay.
So I am at SweetLD357 on Twitter, and Terrible T is 357 Terrible T on Twitter. And I am at SweetLD357 on Instagram. So I have it all. Terrible T, I'm trying to bring her up to speed.
Okay.
Yes.
Terrible T, you got to get with that social media.
I'm slow.
You got to get with that social media.
Yes, I know. I'm getting better.
Okay.
I just got to get me an Instagram, and then I'll be all the way.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for taking time out of your day to talk to me. I really appreciate this. I really do.
We look forward to meeting you, okay? So you have a blessed day.
You
look
too.
To you.
You've been listening to The B-Side with me, Siv Jones, right here at MagicBaltimore.com. For more information on Oaktown 357, reach them at Oaktown357.com.